tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. Today I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to really overtake you with his love and his emergency hand of healing and deliverance. I'm very excited about this day. I give the Lord praise, for he is great. Jesus, you're great and greatly to be praised. You're the Holy Lamb, Lamb of God, and you're with us. You're Emmanuel with us. Lord, we thank you today. Thank you for all the blessings that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for how you've been near with us, even in the trenches, even in the valley. Hallelujah. Just like you with us in the on the mountaintop. Jesus, we bless your name today. Thank you for your healing power, your delivering power. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your comfort, your divine protection. Thank you for your Holy Spirit today. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. We give you praise for all the blessings. Hallelujah. For all the deliverance, for all the corrections, instructions, and directions in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you that your message today will go forth, hallelujah, with power and substance, and that it would touch the hearts of your people, Father, that you would bring us back into a real, real fellowship with you again, that we will be able to experience the heavenly kingdom benefits, amen, that we receive through the blood covenant, the New Testament, signatured in Jesus' very own blood, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise today, and we thank you, and we invite you into this message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be? I know where I'd be. Amen. I wouldn't be here right now. So I'm thanking the Lord Jesus for being that friend that sticks it closer than a brother. Amen. Amen. I'm very excited today about the message that the Lord has been dealing in my heart with today. And we're going to talk on the subject of destiny swapping. Destiny swapping. You know, we talked before. I've always talked about destiny blocking, that someone blocks you and stops you from going forward in the different things that the Lord would have for you to do, or even on your job, or even in your very own family or your home. But today we're going to talk about destiny swapping, like someone that is actually going to swap out your destiny, swap it out, cancel it totally so that they can possess it. Amen. And we're going to talk about that in the book of Genesis, because it started way back when in the book of Genesis. It's always been in the biblical days, but we're going to pick out a couple today. We're going to start with what happened in the Garden of Eden. We're going to talk about how Satan was very upset that Adam was a man of God moving on the earth, and that Adam had authority over everything on the earth, that he was so upset that he had to find a weak link. He had to find some kind of way to destiny swap with Adam. He needed to have that authority ruling on the earth, because remember, Satan was kicked out of heaven. And therefore, he felt that, no, we're not going to allow Adam to rule over me. I do not want man ruling over me. Remember, I was there. I was in the courts of heaven. Remember, I'm the angel with the, I'm beautiful. I'm the angel that everybody came to see, the angel that everybody came and got instruction. And I'm the warring angel as well. I was an archangel. But now there is a human being that God Almighty has created, and I do not want him ruling over us. So let's see what we can do. So here he goes, and he persuades Eve to eat from the tree of good and evil and knowledge. So she does it. Nobody knows if she cooked it in the food and gave it to Adam, or did she just give it to him? Did he not recognize it? The Bible doesn't tell us that part. Amen. Not that I have found. Maybe some other scholars have searched it out. So here Adam eats. And the minute that he eats, their eyes are definitely open, just like the devil said. But one thing he left out is that they were going to die spiritually. And we see that happening once they realized they were naked. We see that happening once Cain was born. You really, really didn't get to see actually what took place in the spiritual realm manifested itself in the natural realm. So now we have a situation where there was a destiny swap. We have the situation going on all day. When you look at Eve's situation, you look at he used a woman to what destiny swap with Adam so that he can get the authority and power on the earth because he did not want Adam to rule over him. Amen. And so therefore, we have a lot of that going on right now today. We have many people that are moving in these wicked schemes to destiny swap with someone. People have lost their life within the body of Christ because somebody wanted to destiny swap with them. Amen. And so then we're going to talk about, look at Samson and Delilah. That's another destiny swap. When you think about it, Samson didn't know that Delilah had something she needed to upgrade in her life. They were going to give her all these pieces of silver and bless her family, and her family was going to be at a better place than they ever been. The Philistines promised that to Delilah. Delilah played like, well, wait a minute. My whole family can be blessed? Well, let's see how I can get him in the position of where the Philistines can overtake him. Who wanted to destiny swap with Samson because they could not control the power, the spirit of the living God on Samson's life? How were they able to destiny swap with Samson? They went, what again? I'm sorry, women, but, you know, we could be some crafty harlots. They used the woman. Satan used the woman. He used the woman once again to destiny swap because the Philistines could not take Samson down because the Lord was dealing with the Philistines for the evil and the wickedness that they had done. So they said, okay, if you can find out why Samson has the strength that he has, we're going to give you this money. Your family's going to be blessed. You're going to be in a different place. Finally, Samson gives in. He tells the secret of where his strength comes from. After a series of events of her victim mentality, oh, you don't love me, oh, this, oh, that, you won't tell me. And then finally he breaks and he tells it. And there the destiny swap happens. Samson loses for that period of time in his life. It doesn't say how many years, but for that period of time in his life, once they shaved his head, no longer was he a threat to them. No longer was he in a position moving into destiny. Now they could poke his eyes out. Now Delilah can go on her way so her and her family can be blessed. And now this man has found himself in, he's blind. They're making mockery of him. They're making mockery of the spirit of the living God because they did a what? Destiny swap. And we have that going on right now in the body of Christ. We have so many people, and the Lord put this on my heart. I'm like, wow, Lord, that's powerful. We got so many people so envious and so jealous and so stuck in their situations that they wanted to destiny swap. And they went to the root worker. They're doing all kind of tarot card readings. They're trying to find out what it is that we can do to stop him, her, to break up that marriage, to do this or to do that. And we're finding it happening in the world a lot. We're finding it happening in marriages a lot. Like, it's like a blinder. The minute that we or whoever is doing the fornicating, the adultery, the blinder comes on them because what? You're selling out your destiny of what the Lord has for you. Hallelujah. Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost for darkness, fornication, lust, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, all this type of perversion and things that are against the word of God, you're doing a destiny swap. And then you get upset, or we get upset with the Lord and we say, well, where are you in the situation? You were so easy, or we were so easy to destiny swap. And once, you know, I found out lately when dating or talking to someone to date that's within the body of Christ and within leadership, talking about my experience. And as long as they were in my spirit and they can pray for me, fast for me, I'm doing that. And then they try to constantly want me to, you know, give up who Jesus is in my life, lay down with them in sin so that I can fit in with them. They can destiny swap and say, you're no better than me. You're living in sin just like I'm living in. But because I didn't fall for it, because they was used to dealing with these crafty harlots and these destiny swapping witches, they then said, well, I don't think this is going to work out because you won't do what I want you to do. And then I'm looking, saying, but you're standing in a high place. You're standing in the position that you're in, and you're over people. And how many women are you doing this to? And how many women have been caught up in this mess of destiny swapping, and that you are getting power now? Each time you get a woman to fall into sin with you, the enemy increases your power. The Lord's not going to increase your power. The Lord is requiring you to repent. We're talking about destiny swapping. You saying the more women you sleep with, the more the enemy is increasing, and you looking powerful because you got women that's moving around like slaves, how spiritual slaves. Hallelujah, Jesus, deliver us today. And the Lord is saying, I'm not increasing you. You took yourself down and you did that destiny swap. And then you move on and these women are left in shambles, or these men are left in shambles, or men are left in shambles. Glory be to God. The Lord is speaking to his people today. And he's saying the new year is coming and it's time to take a value of what your destiny is. We're going to go before the Lord right now and we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to forgive us for taking our destiny for granted. Jesus, over 2,000 years ago, you healed me. You already delivered me. You already gave me a great destiny. It was through my ignorance of your word and the ways and the spiritual ways and the devices of the enemy that I allowed the enemy to cause me, glory be to God, hallelujah, to what destiny swap with me through my series of disobedience, my series of sins, my series of not just listening, doing my way. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we ask you to forgive us. As a matter of fact, Lord, we're going to go all the way back from the day that you saved us. And we're going to forgive everyone that hurt us from that point on. You healed us back then. We're going to release them today in Jesus' name. We're going to repent of our sins, and we're going to ask you to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and set us back on the path. Highlight the areas in our life where we are destiny swapping with the enemy. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, you're the greatest sacrifice. And that's why you told Abraham, you have a ram in the bush, because you were saying to Abraham, Father, I'm going to be the great sacrifice of the world in the worlds to come. You do not need to sacrifice your son. You don't need the destiny swap anymore with the enemy. Here I am. I'm coming. And so, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Deliver today, heal today, provide today, protect today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For Jesus, you are the true living God, and we give you praise and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost filled.
Snowflakes fall in silence, they kiss the ground so light. Candles flicker softly, the glow so warm and bright. Hearts are filled with wonder, a night of pure delight. In this sacred moment, we find our way to light. Stars up in the heavens, they guide us through the night. Children's laughter echoes, a chorus of pure might. Hope and love are present, like angels in our sight. On this holy evening, our souls take sacred flight. A holy night, a sacred place, love and peace we embrace. In the darkness there's a trace of light that shines from every face.